I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
Yo, I think more and more about the fact that, no, actually, I don't even want to start the show that way, so let's restart. Okay, so I actually, Okay, so off to a great start, but the rules are can't restart the show, can't redo it or erase it, whatever. So just a fun rule I made for myself to keep myself accountable for not screwing up and just putting shit out there, even if it sounds like ass. So anyway, what I'm trying to say here is more and more I put off shit to do later, and then later comes and then I'm stressed. And then as soon as I get those things done, my life just infinitely becomes so much better. So today I had a lot going on and I didn't get to do pretty much anything. I didn't get to complete the things that I needed to do until about 8 p.m., which it's April 25th, 10:05 p.m., 2024. So it's about 2 hours ago. So I get home. I was able to finish my gallon of water. I was able to get the rest of my calories in. And then I was able to take an ice bath and then continue packing my shit and getting everything sorted. I was just at my mom's house and I got a lot of extra stuff from her garage and storage, brought it to my house, so that I have one less trip to make the morning of when I move with the FedEx truck that I'm borrowing. And it's all here now. So I just had a lot going on, but I was stressed. I was freaking out. I was just really stressed, really irritable, until I got the hard shit done that I didn't want to do, which was the ice bath. You know, chugging the rest of my water, eating a lot more calories, and then pretty much being done. So as soon as I got out of the ice bath, got dressed, it was like my life just was euphoric, dude. Everything was great. Everything was awesome. And that's because I did the hard shit and I got those tasks out of the way. And so I've talked about it maybe 4 or 5 times already in the last maybe 3 weeks. But doing the hard shit first is the key. It's so easy to procrastinate and push that shit off. It's so easy to want to sleep in an extra 20 minutes or something, as opposed to getting up and getting some work done. Which is crazy, because when you look back at, I don't know which episode it is, it's definitely in the first 70 where I'm doing phase one. One of the rules that I had was I have to get out of bed within 5 minutes of my first alarm going off, or I fail. So if I'm in bed and my 5 minute alarm goes off, even if I'm touching the bed a little bit, I fail. And I didn't want to fail, so I always got out of bed. And I think that was a huge success, or a huge reason for the success I had, was because it forced my ass out of bed and to get to work, or whatever that was. I mean, again, for a little bit of time, I was waking up at 1:45 a.m. to go outside and run a mile, to come home and take an ice bath, to then read for 30 minutes or 10 pages, whatever, how long, usually 30 minutes is 10 pages for me. Then I would do a journal prompt or something like that with gratitudes, and then I would stretch for 10 minutes, and then I would look over my power list for the day, and then I would, I think it was shower and all that shit, get ready for work, pack lunch, and then I'd be to work by 5 a.m. So for a moment in time, that's what I was doing. And there wasn't really any problem with it. I just did it. Also, it was like 15 degrees outside. So went through a little phase of beast mode, which is cool. But that definitely set the bar for me. So now I know that I'm capable of doing that. Anything less than that is me not giving it my all. And it's just evidence in what I'm doing. So anyway, this is going to be super, super short and sweet. I'm pretty much already done talking. But it's more and more... it's prevalent, the right word, don't know, that doing the hard stuff first, getting the hard shit done early, and just getting shit done, period, early, is the way to go. Because I wouldn't have been under so much stress. I would have been able to enjoy my time with family today a little bit more had I not had all these things that I needed to do tonight before I go to bed. But now that I'm getting this done, I'll probably be going to bed in about 20 minutes. So that's very exciting, because I'm very tired. So that's all I'm going to share with this one. I do want to talk about something tomorrow. But we'll get there tomorrow. So anyway, that's today. It's super short and sweet. And I'll talk to you guys later. Peace out. Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.